My guest at this time is Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Banaschak. He's a longtime surgeon, and in 2010, he won the very competitive race for Michigan's first congressional district. It was an open seat, and now he is once again locked in a battle with Democrat Gary McDowell, who he defeated 2 years ago. But the race looks like it's probably the tightest race in Michigan. We want to get the congressman's thoughts on the factors driving that race, as well as whether or not the Romney campaign really does have a good chance of winning in Michigan, as some polls seem to suggest that the presidential race is tightening. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Greg. Appreciate it, man.
Well, your race in 2010 was a high-profile one because the man who held your seat and then retired before deciding to face you was Bart Stupak. He was one of the key figures who ultimately allowed for the passage of the president's health care plan. In what was seemed to be a very tight race, you won by double digits. Now it looks to be tighter this time around. What's your sense on which way the momentum is right now?
We're going to win, frankly. It's a close race. You know, there's a lot of outside groups getting involved. You know, they want this seat back. You know, they think they own it. You know, Bart had it for 18 years. There's a lot of outside influence in it. You know, I'm not a career politician. Like you said before, I'm a doctor, and I'm just trying to do this to make sure that our children have an opportunity for the same opportunities we had growing up. You know what I mean? The American dream, frankly, and with the government regulations and the uncertainty in the tax code and rising health care costs under the president's health care bill, it's tough for businesses to flourish. And frankly, the number one issue to me is the economy and jobs. And you know, my opponent, Gary McDowell, you know, he was part of the Granholm administration. He was in the state legislature. You know, he voted for the Granholm stimulus. He voted for the Michigan business tax. It was a very onerous tax on business and drove companies into bankruptcy and out of the state. And he doesn't really have any ideas, and a lot of his allies are, you know, just throwing a lot of negative campaign ads at me, and we've had to respond. You know, it's been a brutal battle.
Congressman, there's two jobs that an incumbent has to do. Explain what you've done and explain what you will do if you were returned to Washington. What do you tell folks about what you've accomplished over the past 2 years?
Hey, you know, we put a stop to Mr. Obama's agenda. You know, that's pretty much what we did. You know, in the first 2 years of the Obama administration, you know, they passed a $1 trillion stimulus. They passed this health care law. And frankly, we haven't allowed them to spend more money in the last 2 years. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to peel back the spending because we don't have the Senate or the White House. I mean, this is our opportunity to get those two houses and peel back some of the spending and the ridiculous regulations that this administration is putting forward. You know, when you borrow 42 cents for every dollar you spend, as the federal government does, you know that it can't go on for very long. We can't do that in our budget. And the federal government is not going to be able to do it for very long either. And it's just saddling our children with, you know, trillions of dollars in debt. And we've got to put a stop to that and move forward. And I'm hoping this election will help us win the White House and win the Senate and actually get the economy moving. That's what we need to do, and that's the biggest issue facing Michigan, and that's what I'm working to do.
What are you hearing from the folks there in Michigan as you travel around what is a very large geographical district about what they want from Congress in the next 2 years?
They want us to work together and get some things done. You know, frankly, we haven't had any leadership in Washington. You know, I'm a newcomer to politics, but I sort of expected the president to be engaged with Congress. You know, I mean, the president, the only time I've seen the president is when he did the State of the Union address. You know what I mean? He hasn't called me up or had me to the White House to discuss policy. I thought it would work that the president, you know, put some agenda forward and he'd kind of work with both sides. But frankly, even the Democrats haven't seen him. You know, there's been absolutely no leadership. But I'm hoping with the Romney presidency, you know, he has a history of working with the Democrats in Massachusetts, that we can get both sides to come to some kind of a compromise and move some things through the House and the Senate. You know, my frustration in the House, of course, has been the Senate doesn't pass anything. They haven't done anything. They haven't passed a budget in 3 years. So it's been, you know, that's been frustrating to me as a surgeon. You know, I'm used to getting things done. And being in the House, we've passed like 30 different pieces of legislation that don't even get acted on in the Senate. And hopefully with some leadership in the White House, Mr. Romney can make the Senate get some stuff done, no matter who controls the Senate.
Republicans in the presidential race have not won Michigan since 1988, but the Obama campaign is nervous enough to be putting some ads on the air in Michigan. What's your sense on the presidential side? Is this a hill too high to climb for Mitt Romney, or do you think he might actually pull it off?
No, I think he's got a chance. I mean, everywhere I go, people say the same thing. They think the president's policies have failed. I mean, I haven't spoken to anyone who voted for Mr. McCain that's going to vote for Mr. Obama, but I've met a lot of people that voted for Mr. Obama that say they're going to vote for Mr. Romney. And frankly, people are just, you know, tired of the president's rhetoric and no action. This latest Libyan fiasco has not helped him at all. I think Mr. Romney got a real chance to win Michigan. It's going to be close, but the enthusiasm on the Republican side is just amazing. You know, the Republicans in Michigan are really organized. The Democrats are not. We have a victory center, you know, what they call the local Republican headquarters. We have a victory center in Marquette, which is sort of a Democrat stronghold, was the most productive victory center in the country. I mean, they knocked on more doors, made more phone calls than any other victory center in the country. This year, Republicans have knocked on 744,000 doors as of last Saturday in the state of Michigan. In 2008, they knocked on 40,000 doors. That's the amount of grassroots activism there is in the state of Michigan on the Republican side, because they are fired up. I think this 2012 is frankly going to be an extension of our win in 2010, and I'm looking forward to Election Day, actually.
Congressman, let me conclude the interview by going back to where, in a large part, your candidacy began 2-3 years ago, and that's with the president's health care plan. How high of a priority do you think that'll be on the Romney agenda if he's elected, and is there anything you'll be able to do to repeal it if Republicans don't win everything on Tuesday?
I am opposed to the president's health care plan. I've been taking care of patients for 30 years. I don't see it helping us. The president's health care plan takes $700 billion out of Medicare. You know, we depend on small hospitals in northern Michigan to provide health care to our local communities. And with the cuts to Medicare that the president has put forth, those small hospitals are going to have a hard time staying open. So access to care remains an issue. I think that, as I say, with some leadership in the White House, we'll be able to get it done and repeal Mr. Obama's health care plan and bring some common sense, patient-centered reforms. We certainly need to reform our health care system. We need to get the cost down. And frankly, Mr. Obama's plan hasn't fixed the main problem with health care, and that is that it's too expensive.
Well, Congressman, too bad there aren't frequent driver miles, because I'm sure you would have piled up a lot of them over the last few months in this campaign over a district your size. Thanks so much for being with us. Stay safe on the trail, and we look forward to seeing how your race and so many others turn out on Tuesday.
Appreciate it, Greg. If people want to check me out, it's Beneshek2012.com.
Beneshek2012.com. That's Beneshek 2012.com. Michigan Congressman Dr. Dan Beneshek represents the 1st Congressional District, running for re-election to a second term on Tuesday. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.